This morning's headline on a study that is looking at the difference between obese people who develop type 2 diabetes and obese people who do not develop it.
Well, this one is more to look at the mechanism that leads to insulin resistance, which is a major component of type 2 diabetes. It was published in the journal Nature Medicine a few days ago. And what they did, it was a study that was done both in mice and in people, and they found that the mice that were fed a high-fat diet, 60% fat diet, over time developed antibodies, so the immune system became activated, that then attacked the fat cells. Because as the mice gained weight, it created an inflammatory response, more fat cells accumulated, got damaged, immune system became activated, and when it became activated, it reduced the ability of these cells to process insulin, which leads to what we call insulin resistance, and then blood sugar increases, and a lot of diseases start to present themselves as a result of that. And what they then did with these mice is that they gave half these mice a medication that blocked the immune system response to these fat cells. And they found that when they did that, the mice that were given this particular medication had no insulin resistance compared to those mice that weren't given the medication. And so what they're hypothesizing is that the mechanism that leads to diabetes is not just being overweight, but the consequence of being overweight results in an immune system response for some people. And as a result of that, you get more insulin resistance. They also looked at 32 men and looked at the antibody levels in these men and found that out of these 32 men, half had insulin resistance, and those that were resistant had that set of antibodies compared to those that weren't insulin resistant. So again, this simply is illustrating a new mechanism or a new way to understand the development of type 2 diabetes. But right now, there's no specific treatment because the medication that they use to block the antibodies causes a lot of different side effects on the immune system. So it was mainly to make a point that there might be something else contributing to this and that other ways to treat the disease may follow. But still, a lot more study has to come from this.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.